The biggest pile-up in Czech history happened on Thursday after one of the country's busiest motorways, the D1, was blocked by more than 100 vehicles. They crashed due to heavy snowfall. The massive pile-up trapped around 20,000 people in their cars, and rescue workers consider it a miracle that nobody was killed. Still, it took more than 12 hours to clear the motorway so that people could get home. Jan Richter has this report.
Several helicopters, more than 30 ambulances and other rescue units, together with the police, were sent in on Thursday to a hilly section of the D1 motorway about halfway between Prague and the country's second largest city, Brno. When a heavy snowstorm hit the motorway at about 10 a.m, many drivers failed to adapt to dramatically changing conditions. As a result, a series of accidents developed rapidly into a 40-kilometer-long traffic jam, which left around 20,000 people stuck on the road. 6 of them were seriously wounded and more than 20 suffered minor injuries. The spokeswoman for the Central Automotor Club of the Czech Republic, Zuzana Ambrožová, explains the causes behind the collapse.
It was a failure of the human factor. The drivers made several mistakes at once. First of all, most of them were driving too fast given the bad weather conditions, and they didn't adjust to the slippery road, and of course the snowstorm. Many drivers also admitted that they had already put on their summer tyres. This resulted in a dramatic extension of their vehicle's braking distance. And of course, the motorway effect developed with drivers not keeping safe distances between each other.
It took more than 12 hours before the motorway connecting the Czech capital and Brno was cleared in both directions again. The D1 is the oldest of Czech motorways, built in 1967, and drivers often complain about its poor condition, while experts agree that the highway can no longer cope with an ever-increasing volume of vehicles. But Zuzana Ambrožová says Thursday's calamity cannot be blamed on the aging D1.
The D1 motorway really does have a bad reputation among drivers, but I don't think that adding a third lane would have any major positive impact on situations like the one from yesterday. First of all, drivers have to follow traffic rules. They have to be disciplined. They also have to be able to anticipate and to assess the situation in which they find themselves. I'm afraid that didn't happen yesterday.
Several years ago, a Brno-based author Vojtěch Mornstein wrote an award-winning catastrophic novel called Gorazdův Limit, or The Gorazda's Limit. It gives an account of a hypothetical event of a similar scale, a massive traffic jam on the D1. But Mr. Mornstein says Thursday's pile-up in fact turned out much better than the fictional event in his book.
In my novel, the catastrophic traffic jam on the Czech highway D1 was caused mainly by social conditions. Too much bad people appeared at the same time in the same place. Yesterday's problems were caused mainly by extreme weather conditions. That's why the involved people behaved in different way. They cooperated. According to my limited knowledge, there were no acts of violence, robbery or so. On the other hand, it was not easy to survive half a day in very cold weather for thousands of people. They got stuck there.
And that was novelist Vojtěch Mornstein talking to Jan Richter.